It is Christmas Eve. Tonight it is Jesus who we celebrate. It is his birth that we remember. You know, Jesus came to us in the most insignificant of ways. It was God in the body of an infant whose life would be the most significant event in the future of us. It is more than just a birthday that we celebrate tonight, though. It is the beginning of our freedom. We celebrate our salvation, the beginnings of a heavenly kingdom that one day he will come back and rule over and reign over. And we have come to celebrate the purpose of his coming, always with an eye towards Easter. You see, it's Jesus' death on the cross and his redemption that provided for our right standing with God that we celebrate on Christmas Eve. We celebrate the victory over sin, over death, and all things that try to enslave us, all things that would try to bind us. But tonight is more than just the methods of our celebration, more than the gifts and the family that you are here with that we cherish so dearly. The celebration of Christmas is much greater than those things, although tonight we would say they are important too. But this Christmas, if as a body of people we can just grasp the immensity of the gift that we've been given, and we could really begin to identify with the meaning of Christmas. See, on Christmas Eve, we celebrate the most joyous event in all of history, again, the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. But the question tonight is not if you are celebrating, the question tonight is how are you celebrating? Does your celebration of the coming of Christ, does it end with the opening of gifts and with the family celebrations? Does your celebration end with a short time of remembering and acknowledging the gift that God gave us in his Son, Jesus Christ? Or does Christmas really mean something to you? It is our prayer this coming Christmas that this year you will allow Christ to make you different. See, we, like the shepherds and the wise men that we just sang about, we, like them, are now have been made aware of the Christ child. And so we have a responsibility. Our understanding of the significance of Christmas and the birth of Jesus calls us to a responsibility that far outweighs the presents we have purchased, or that some of you will still go out to purchase tonight. It is far outweighs the get-togethers that you have already experienced, the ones that you've planned, or maybe even the ones that you're still planning. It's my prayer this Christmas that we stop for a moment and make a decision to genuinely worship Christ, or go about Christmas as usual, festive, busy, and unchanged. See, at First Baptist Church, our hope this Christmas is that this year, you would allow it to be a different type of Christmas. That amidst the hustle and the bustle, the busyness of the holidays, you find Christmas. In the midst of everything that is going on, that you find Christ himself. You see, Jesus was not sent just to be a baby in a manger or remembered in Christmas card and in the services that we share. He was sent to be a Savior. A personal Savior for each and every one of us. His purpose for coming was to go to the cross on our behalf, to make sure that our relationship with God the Heavenly Father was right. See, it was because of our sin that our relationship was broken. And a result of that broken relationship, our end was death, the eternal separation from God. Because God loves us, because he loves us so much, and because he knew we could never make things right in and of ourselves, in his holy and awesome and merciful way, God sent his only Son, his one and only perfect Son, Jesus. His Son, so much like us in the flesh, but yet completely God. The only one able to make us right before the Father. And so this Christmas, we are offered the greatest gift ever given: salvation, eternal life, access to God's presence, no matter who we are, no matter where we are, no matter where we have been. The greatest thing about tonight is that all we have to do is ask him for those things. And that is worth celebrating each and every day.